to download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Let's carry out. All right, here are today's top stories. Governor Rauner announced his bid for re-election this morning. He did it on Twitter and in a video where he's seen riding a Harley. Is that what that was? I didn't know he was a big motorcycle guy. Whenever I see a politician on a hog, I'm always like, I wonder what real motorcycle guys think of that. Rauner's quite the enigma, isn't he? He can ride a hog and pick a $100,000 Merlot to go with it. It's great. Rauner's making the rounds to talk about how he's the right guy to root out corruption and change politics in Springfield. It's the same kind of message he ran on 4 years ago when he won, but not the guy we saw down in Springfield when the state didn't pass a budget for essentially his whole time in office. It almost feels like everyone involved in that embarrassment, both Republicans and Democrats, want to act like it never happened. Or worse, that it wasn't a big deal. That's what kills me. Nah, that's politics. No, it's failure. Rauner's pushing for term limits. I say we go one step further. I say we treat our elected officials like they work for us at the grocery store. If you don't balance your register, that's a write-up. You don't get shelves stocked, that's another write-up. Three write-ups, you are breaking down box duty. Fourth write-up, clean out your break room cubby. I'm okay with that compromise, right? Both parties, let's do it. Amazon announced today that they got 238 applications from cities looking to host its second headquarters. Chicago was included in that list. 238 different cities. They should do it like an NCAA bracket, right? Or better yet, they should do it like the Olympics where you announce the finalists and then eliminate by rounds. Or, oh, no, better, do it like America's Funniest Videos where you announce a second place winner first and then it's between the first and the third. I always love that. Anyway, Chicago's not going to get it. We'll get beat by Brazil again or upset by Murray State, one of the two. A huge listeria outbreak is forcing mass recalls on several brands of frozen vegetables. Whew. Don't have to worry about that one. I want to bring this news to my doctor and be like, and you told me to cut back on French fries? How dare you? This is what passes for medical information. A new report says that Facebook is testing a new idea of burying select news stories in your newsfeed and only letting them appear if the media company pays for it. Ooh. So essentially, if let's say you're NBC, you'd have to pay a fee to have people see your stuff. That's only the beginning. My prediction, they already own all your stuff. Sooner than later, you'll have to pay to get at your own archives, your own photos. That's my conspiracy theory, and I'm sticking to it. Guarantee that's going to happen. In weather, you know what? This weather day is usually reserved for Halloween. It's a week early. Climate change is real, y'all. Terrible rainy day. Like I said, the October winds, they're coming up. It could be worse, though. It could be like Siberia, where they only have like 2 hours of light a day. The rest of it's just nighttime. So, I don't know. Think about that. Also, heat wave in L.A. for the World Series. It's going to be over 100 degrees for tomorrow night's game. Ouch. In sports, the Bears won back-to-back games for the first time since 2015. They beat the Panthers at Soldier Field 17-3. The Bears' defense was relentless, took a huge step forward as one of the best defense in the NFL, which is good because the Bears' offense took a smaller step to solidify themselves as the worst. 68 yards on the ground, 100 yards in the air, and some of it, 70 yards of it, was on one play. They had more punts than first downs and prized rookie Mitchell Trubisky threw 7 passes the entire game. When you see a stat line like that that says a QB was 4-7 for 85 yards, you go, man, sucks he got hurt in the first quarter. But to be healthy and play a whole game, that's absurd. That's absurd. But back to the Bears defense. This was the time that we thought we were going to see a Vic Fangio defense, right? Just dominating. And look like those old Niner defenses. That was what we thought we were getting when we got Vic Fangio. Now, I've heard the Bears apologists say that the Bears' offense is depleted at wide receiver, which is why it's struggling. But last time I looked, the Bears' defense was missing Jarrell Freeman, Quinton Demps, and Willie Young, and they held Superman to 0 touchdowns. Come on now. So get off it with the lack of receivers hogwash. The Bears are now 3-4, and with the Packers losing, they look like they might have a chance. Oh, what am I doing? Here we go, right? Oh, they got the Saints next week. The Blackhawks head to Vegas tomorrow for the first ever showdown with the Golden Knights. This expansion team taking the hockey world by storm. They're 6-1. But this will be a huge matchup for them. The Hawks get back to their winning ways after they beat the Coyotes on Saturday. Anyway, this is going to be a great game for all the young Hawks, right? Or at least a great trip. Maybe the game secondary to go and see Love at the Mirage. I don't know. Maybe. Chicago Bulls have kicked off their season with two straight losses. Not very competitive, but what do you expect from a team that is the closest thing to a professional tank job? Right, Sam?
I'm just stopping in real quick. I wasn't going to do anything, but you told me before the season we'd do a Bulls preview. Yeah. I am stunned that you didn't want to preview the rebuilding, boxing, kicking the crap out of each other Chicago Bulls.
They're outmatched pretty much at every position. They boast team chemistry as their biggest strength, even though two of their players are either injured or suspended because of a practice fight.
Remember what John Paxson told you. It's not about winning games. It's about building a culture.
It's hard to be a Bulls fan.
Beat the snot out of each other at practice.
Sam Benianovich. Always good to see him. I love it. Well, hey, it's funny. I have your name right here. I said, but the Bulls don't have a problem drawing. As Sam Penianovich has always told us, they continue to be at the top of the league for attendance. So I don't know. This team is 4-32 come January, February. Maybe we don't go to the UC. Maybe we skip the nachos and the t-shirt cannons. Send a message. No? Still going to go? Going to show up at halftime with your sport coat and your fancy skinny jeans? Cool. Cool, Chicago. Cool. College football, the locals have had tough seasons, although good win for Northwestern against Iowa on Saturday. But don't look now. But how about the Fighting Irish? They're ranked number 9 after routing USC. They're 6-1. Big showdown with North Carolina State next week, but they're right in the thick of it with the BCS playoffs. Surprising. Wow. And finally, tonight it was announced that Justin Timberlake will do the halftime show at the Super Bowl. And the NFL also said that they never banned Janet Jackson after the famed wardrobe malfunction 14 years ago, which, of course, was caused by Timberlake. So let me get this one straight. The guy who rips the wardrobe, he's bigger than ever. I'm sorry, but if Timberlake doesn't get Janet Jackson on stage during that performance and let her rip open his parachute pants, then I'm never watching the NFL again. I'm only watching for ripped parachute pants. That's the carryout for October 23rd, 2017. Hey, we're all out of pumpkin spice lattes. We've moved on to cranberry green bean casserole spice lattes. It's an acquired taste. All right, coming up, Dave Lundy, Chris Roebling here. Touche! We haven't had one in a while. Could argue, duke it out over politics. That's coming up here on The Download. Plus, so much more tonight. I'm so excited. Such a great show. Download 720 WGN. Stay with us.